Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now so you can join the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. If there's something you'd like to talk about, let's talk about it right now at 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It intersects with your life every day. It's Basic Gospel, and we want to hear from you. So call now, 1-800-677-9377. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about identity. Who in the world are we? We want an answer to that question, and so we go out seeking an answer. We want to find out who we are, what our place in this world is all about, but we really don't have an identity until we come to Jesus Christ by faith. Right. That's when we really learn who we are as people. And so we've been talking about that. As we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we're born again into the family of God. We're given a brand new name, child of God. We become new creations. Christ comes to live inside of us. And today we're going to talk about another aspect of our identity in Christ, and that's the fact that we are in Christ. Christ is in us. We are also in Christ. Now, what in the world does that mean? That's an interesting phrase. We see it a lot in the New Testament, especially in Paul's writings. I think in the book of Philippians alone, he uses that phrase over 30 times. So it must be important. What does it mean to be in Christ?
Yeah, you know, we think of Christ being in us, but actually 6 times more often we're told that we are in Christ. So you see these little phrases, Bob, like in him, in whom, and you begin to think about what it means to be in. And I remember when I was a kid, my mom had these wooden Matushka dolls from Russia. You'd unscrew one doll, and then inside there'd be another, and you'd unscrew another, and inside there'd be another. And, you know, I always I look back on that, and I think of, you know, that's a cool image of what it's like to be in Christ and to have Christ be in you all at the same time, and then to be sealed up in him until the day of redemption. So being in Christ is a big deal. We're carried through this surgery. You know, we're crucified in him, buried in him, raised in him, and seated in heavenly places in him.
So once you're in him, can you ever get out of him? I mean, that's one of the questions that I think is really, really significant to ask, is once we get into Christ, and we do that by faith, that's the new birth, God's Spirit places us into Christ, is there any way for us to somehow get kicked out of Christ?
Well, no. It's not like he misplaced us or something. You know, he is so powerful and so all-consuming. Once I have accepted his gift and have been absorbed into him, that's a complete absorption. I'm in him for good.
Yeah, and the Bible says nobody can snatch me out of his hand. So you just think of the tight hold he has on us, and that's our security. Not that we're hanging on to him, but that he's hanging on to us.
Yes.
And that's good news. And maybe I'll play devil's advocate just for a minute, but can't we choose to walk away? Can't we choose to stop believing? Can't we choose to, you know, just turn our back on God and say, no, I renounce you, I'm no longer a Christian?
Well, I mean, Paul cites a time where there were some who went out from among us, but it says because they were never really part of us. So, you know, I think, guys, that some people, you know, they get tired of church and they leave a church. They get tired of church people and they abandon church people. But if you're in Christ, he says you have eternal life, not temporal life until you get too mad at me and leave me, and then I'm going to leave you. I mean, actually, the New Covenant message is even when we are faithless, he remains faithful, and that's awesome.
Absolutely. That is awesome. Yeah. So we get into Christ through new birth. That's something that the Holy Spirit does. He seals us, and we're in Christ forever. Our geography can never change. We can never go back to lostness. We can never go back to a state of unbelief. We can never go back to the kingdom of Satan. We can never go back to sin's dominion. We've been set free from that once and for all, and that's what it means to be a child of God. If you are a child of God, you are in Christ. You are in Christ forever.
That's Basic Gospel.
And that's good news right
there. That's good news. 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of time on the clock. Plenty of open lines right now. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
And Andrew Farley is actually in studio with us today,
yes,
and it's wonderful to have you with us as you are every Wednesday, but even more special today that you're in studio with us. So
yeah, we're face-to-face, and it's way better.
Absolutely. Well, I want to announce an upcoming event for some of our listeners up in the Louisville, Kentucky area. Andrew will actually be there September 20th, and I think the 21st as well. That weekend, it's a Saturday night at Grace Heartland Church in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Good friend of the ministries, Tom Lirrett, has helped organize this, and we're so grateful to Tom to roll up his sleeves and do the hard work of getting you up there. He is so passionate about getting this message into the lives of people, and he does so each and every day. I just love that guy and
He
brings to the table. But he's invited you to come, and all the information, I think, is on their website at graceheartland.org.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in hearing this good news of Jesus Christ, this good news of the new covenant, this good news of a new identity in the Lord, and you live in the Elizabethtown area, it's just south of Louisville, Kentucky, we encourage you to go and take part in this event September 20th and 21st.
Give that website one more time.
GraceHeartland.org.
Okay, that's where you can find information about Andrew's visit.
Yes, indeed.
Right now, 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of open lines, calls coming in, but still room for you to come in and be a part of the edition at 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Sonoma, California, and talk with Katrina listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, can you hear me?
We sure can. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going through a situation where I feel like my identity is being taken away from me lawfully, and there are Christians who know about it but don't speak up about it for me. They ignore me, and they alienate me, and they make me feel like I'm just like a horrible human being, and, you know, I've thought about converting to be a nun. I've actually contacted Catholic Church to become a nun now. And so I don't know what I should do.
Well, Katrina, can you give us a little bit more? In what way are they trying to take away your identity? What specifically is happening?
Well, they alienate me. They make me feel like I'm a horrible human being. They don't want to be friends with me. They don't want to stand up or stand out. They just want to be mediocre and sit back and watch.
And something painful, is something painful happening to you right now? I mean, have you been harmed by them, you know, physically, or has something concrete happened, or is this just that they are friends who've left you and ignored you in general?
Yeah, it started a long time ago when I was in high school. And then it continued on after I moved and has continued on to carry with me and into my family, and is hurting my family and my relationships with them, because I can't understand why I'm being alienated to the point of, like, having no friends. You know, and I was just listening to your sermon about, you know, I think Joyce Meyer said, you know, you don't need friends who are just going to abuse you, you know, or use you.
Yeah.
That sermon she did about loving people.
Yeah. Well, Katrina, yeah, it's interesting that we're on the topic of identity today and you feel like your identity has been taken. You know, I think you're just going to find again and again, like we all find, that people around us are nothing but human, and humanity will always disappoint us. They're like made of glass, and they just come shattering down when it comes to meeting our needs and making us always feel warm and accepted. And so, you know, what we're talking about today on the program, by coincidence, is just how we can draw our life and draw our satisfaction from Christ, even in the midst of everything else that's come comes crumbling down on us. And it sounds like to me you're experiencing some of that crumbling, that people have severely disappointed you and rejected you, and you're feeling all alone. I want to encourage you that the answer is not to go isolate yourself geographically. I know you're looking at becoming a nun and that sort of thing, but you know, you could change your geography, you could change the clothes that you wear, you could change the religious affiliation that you have, and still you could end up empty, because really the only answer is to get to know the love of God in a deeper way, and that's a personal journey, a personal adventure, and it can happen for anyone, anywhere. So, you know, I know you want to change your circumstances to escape. I'm just encouraging you to stick with it. Consider this program, Basic Gospel, and the message that we deliver. You might want to go to basicgospel.net and look at the resources we have on identity. In fact, Bob Christopher has written a book called Love Is. And Love Is might just hit the sweet spot in your life right now. You're tempted to move away, to escape. And all I'm saying is God is with you, and God wants to show you how he can be the answer to your life.
And the thing, too, we read this passage yesterday, and I actually tweeted this passage that in the book of Hebrews, where Jesus says that he's not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. And maybe you're meeting that in real life, Katrina, but the fact is, and the truth is, Jesus is not ashamed of you. He stands with you. He lives inside of you, and that will always be the case. So in light of all the hardships that you're going through, know that Jesus is for you, that he is with you. He's not ashamed of you. He will declare before all of creation that you belong to him, that you are his sister, and that you are part of the family of God. So put your feet into that truth. Stand firmly there. That will give you the ability to stand when criticisms come your way. Well, let me do this, Katrina. Let me put you on hold. We'll actually send you a copy of this book, Love Is, our compliments. And read that, and will you call us back?
Yeah, thank you for the reference.
Well, you're so welcome. You hang on, Katrina.
Yes, indeed. Well, as Drew mentioned, there are many valuable resources, including Love Is, and our online store. You'll find it at store.basicgospel.net. Hope you'll take advantage of those resources. And also this month, for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's four-message CD series called When God Is For You. To make your gift and request your copy, that website is good, go online to basicgospel.net or just call 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828. We'd love to get a copy of When God Is For You into your hands. It's a wonderful resource, and we encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity. But as I always say, the bottom line is supporting the ministry.
Absolutely.
Had an email question from Greg in Courtenay, British Columbia. It says, I heard you say that man is born spiritually dead. Do you believe that our human spirit is actually dead, or is it dead to God but alive to the world?
It's a good question. I think it's dead to God.
Yes.
I think our human spirit is what distinguishes us from all other creation. You know, a dog isn't sitting around contemplating his day or trying to answer those big three questions: who am I, why am I here, where am I going? That's what we do as human beings, and that's part of our spiritual makeup. But God designed our spiritual makeup to be connected to him in such a way that we can experience real life, and we can really know who we are, we can really know what our purpose is, and we can really know what our destiny is. But all that changed in the garden some 6,000 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, you look at the idea that our spirit, we're born with a spirit that is alive, it's dead to God, but it's alive to something. Because later on, you'll notice that it gets crucified and buried and then raised to newness of life. That means that the old life, the old self, the old creation, that had an existence to it. I mean, this is why people are chasing after world religions. They're getting involved in all kinds of worship of many, you know, false gods and deities and idols and demonic stuff. I mean, people are open to spirituality at birth, but it's a different thing for that life to be snuffed out, to be killed, to be crucified, buried, and raised, and then to be connected to Christ. It's like we're being unplugged from the life of Adam. We're unplugged from life in the flesh, and we're plugged into life in the Spirit. So that's important, because some people teach, Bob, that you know, you can't even choose God. It's impossible for you to contemplate spiritual things and respond to the gospel unless God makes you alive first or something. But really, we're open, and when we point our faith mirror at Christ and choose Christ, you know, it's a miracle. It's a miracle in a moment, but God resurrects us.
Yeah, it's interesting because you mentioned really Calvinism.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a little reading in some of Calvin's original writings, and he talks about a seed of religion being implanted into every single person, that all of us come into this world with this seed of what he would call religion. But he's talking about a quest for truth, an openness to knowing God and being known by God. He said it's there in everyone. Hmm. And I think that's true. It kind of echoes what Ecclesiastes says, that eternity has been placed in every person's heart. All of us know that there's something wrong and that there is a creator. A lot of people deny that. But if they're really honest, if they're really truthful, they're going to say that we know something's there. I find it interesting how strongly atheists argue that God doesn't exist. I mean, and try to convince others that God doesn't exist. Well, why are you so obsessed with something that you don't believe is there? Why are you so obsessed with that?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're obsessed with that because they have that seed, because they have eternity planted in their hearts. And so we all have this imprint of God's true design inside of us. And that's restored to what it was when we come to faith in Jesus Christ. And he makes these spirits alive to him, connects our spirits with him, so that we can be joined together and become one in spirit and live life as God created us to live it. So,
still time on the clock and still plenty of opportunity for you to come in and pose your question or your particular issue on this edition of Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley joining Richard Pfeiffer and me and Bob Christopher, and we thank you for joining us. That number, 1-800-677-9377. Again, 800-677-9377.
Let's go to San Francisco and talk with Angela, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Angela.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. I have a question that I've been concerned about. I've never had a chance to bring it up in any classes or anything. But the Holy Spirit plays an important part in our new birth, in our being born again. And I noticed that in our evangelism and teaching people, you know, street evangelism one-on-one, that we never bring up the Holy Spirit when it plays such an important part. Is that because why is that?
Good question, Angela.
Yeah, you know, Angela, it's interesting because the Holy Spirit was given to proclaim things about Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit is pointing to Jesus. So I think one of the reasons that we emphasize Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all the time, we talk about the crucifixion, the burial, the resurrection, the life of Christ in us, is because the Holy Spirit was given to point us to Jesus. So in sharing your faith, the Holy Spirit lives in you, but he's not motivating you to just talk about him. He's motivating you to talk about Jesus, because Jesus is the door, Jesus is the gate. It's interesting how there's many fabrications of the Holy Spirit. There's many false representations of the Holy Spirit in circles today, religious circles. People say the Holy Spirit did this and the Holy Spirit did that. The Holy Spirit knocked this guy over. I blew out my breath and he fell over into the hands of some catchers and that sort of thing. So the Holy Spirit is misrepresented oftentimes, and I think that's when he gets too much press, because the Holy Spirit is not interested in talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is interested in talking about Jesus Christ. So there's a bit of mystery here. Obviously, the Trinity is a three-part Godhead, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Father are one. But here's a newsflash. The Holy Spirit was given to us in order to announce and proclaim the finished work of Jesus. So Jesus is the big deal when it comes to salvation. The Holy Spirit gives us new life. We're born of him. So, Bob, there's a bit of a cool mystery to all this.
Yeah, yes, there really is. And, Angela, I'm just going to point you to John chapter 16 and encourage you to read that. And I think you will get kind of the gist of the Holy Spirit's role. And then I'll just read this verse, or these two verses in chapter 16. It's verses 14 and 15. He says, "He," and he's talking about the Holy Spirit, "will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you." And so the Holy Spirit is always going to be pointing people to Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus stands front and center in every evangelistic appeal, because he's the one that died, he's the one that was buried, he was the one that was raised back to life, and it's in him that we can have everlasting life. Well, Angela, great question today. We sure appreciate it. Hope that helped.
Okay, yes, sir, that did help. So just about bottom line is I understood everything you said, and I understand the gospel in that way. So basically, when people come to Christ, the Holy Spirit, these are non-Christians that don't know anything. That's part of their learning after they come to Christ, and about the work of the Holy Spirit and why, yeah.
You're absolutely correct, Angela. I know that was a big deal, okay. A big deal for Richard and his story, his testimony about finally coming to grips with the work of the Spirit in his life.
Yeah, I was one of those guys who didn't know there was a Holy Spirit, just had never been taught it at all. But Jesus made sure that at the right time I ran into the right people who pointed me to the right passages, and in Christ I learned about the Spirit.
My question was, I wanted that question because I just wanted to make sure we wasn't falling short of the gospel teaching, leaving the Holy Spirit out.
Yeah, well, one thing, Angela.
I just wonder, when do I tell them about that? Okay.
Yeah, and then lastly, I think it's really important. In a lot of Christian circles today, we use the word "it" when we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And I think that is, of course, just selling the whole situation short, because the Holy Spirit is not an "it." He is a "he." And Paul even calls him the Spirit of Christ. Christ in you, our only hope of glory.
Our hope of glory, yeah.
Yeah, well, Angela, thanks for your call today. Let's quickly go to Ken and Aurora. We got about 40 seconds. Ken, how can we help you?
Yeah, well, my problem is I got a plaque for being dead for 3 hours when my wife tried to murder me in 1999, and one prayer saved my life. But the reason why I'm calling is I wonder why I can't get justice. I know God wants justice on this. I'm a key witness concerning former U.S. Senator Robert Kerry.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll see if we can take you off the air. There's a lot of interesting things that we go through in life, and Jesus Christ is the answer to each and every one.
Absolutely. Andrew, give us just a little bit of information about where you're going to be this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be later on in
September 20th and 21st.
Yeah, okay. September 20th and 21st in Elizabethtown, Kentucky at Grace Heartland Church, and the website is graceheartland.org.
Very good. Thank you. Well, this month for your gift to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive a copy, as I said, of Bob Christopher's four-message series, When God Is For You. To learn the truth about God's love for you and to realize your true identity in Jesus Christ, make your gift and request your copy today, When God Is For You. Visit us at basicgospel.net or phone your gift and your request to 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828, and learn to live in the confidence that God is truly for you. Well, an interesting program today, and Andrew, it's always good to have you in the broadcast, and to Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, of course, it's a pleasure to serve with you guys every day. And to our friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back tomorrow for another edition live of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.